open the minute, the meeting at 10:05. We don't have any leave of absences or apologies. Attendance of councillors by audio visual link is not occurring. The webcasting of council meetings is there, as you can see on page 5. Welcome back to Councillor Morris after a term away where he was having to Zoom in. Very glad to see you back. Statement of ethical obligations as printed. I'll just do the acknowledgement of country. I would like to acknowledge the Wiradjuri people who are the traditional custodians of the land. I'd also like to pay respect to their people, both past and present, and extend that respect to other Aboriginal Australians who are present. There's no presentations scheduled for this meeting. Everyone's aware of their obligations in regard to declaring pecuniary interests as printed on page 9 and non-pecuniary interests on page 10. And confirmation of minutes. We need a mover and seconder for that, don't we? I have a mover and seconder for the December minutes. Yep, Councillor McAllister, second Councillor Piper. Nothing out of that. Okay, moving on. Business arising from minutes. Anything arising? Not by the looks of that. Correspondence. I don't believe there's any correspondence. There's no matters of urgency that I'm aware of, nor are there any notices of motion, rescission motions. There's not a chairperson's minute. So we go into the first item, which is council cash and investments. The council officer recommendation is that the report detailing council cash and investments as of 31st of January 2023 be received and noted. I think we have $36 million in the bank, which is slightly higher than the $32 million mentioned before. We're doing slightly better, Councillor Morris, than you thought, I think, but only slightly.
Yeah.
So can I get a mover and seconder for that? Yep, Councillor Morris, and with a question or?
Yeah, just to give a short rundown of our capital works in the last 12 months, like I have to say. Prior to getting provided, we had $51 million in the bank.
Yep.
And 32 plus now.
Sure.
Short run down capital works.
Yep. I'll defer the general manager for that. Just need a seconder for this as well, if we can get one. Yep. Councillor Sinclair.
Before you go, on that, obviously with our financial people, there's some very, very low interest rates on here, and one maturing next month. Not sure.
So through the chair, if I may, we did just invest $3 million at 5% last week. So that just shows that's a massive difference.
That's huge.
And that's, I believe it was 12 months. So when mortgages are around 6%, it's getting very close.
Yeah. Just a question myself, for the general manager. What sort of returns are we getting during the previous term of Councillor Palmer when he was in the chairman's role?
Oh, so when I first started in 19, I think we were up around 3.5%, but then it came crashing down. So the averages, I haven't got the earlier ones, but I think we're down below 2, even getting down around 1%. So it's on the up now. I don't know whether that's good or bad. It's good for our investments.
Just another question, John. Do we have to have a particular rating percentage?
Through the chair, if I can address Councillor Morrison's concerns about the reducing investments. So as council would be aware, leading up to 2019, we had a number of really dry periods. So a lot of income was generated with sales of water. The last 3 years, at least two of them, we may be going for the three lowest years on record in terms of water sales. But in the meantime, we've been doing the largest capital works program. So you'll note there that this financial year, we're looking at $29 million of capital. And it was only a couple of years ago, we were doing 6-7. So we've geared up. Our 10-year plan shows that there is a big peak this year, and then we start tracking down to around that 10 million mark. So there's been a couple of years. Obviously, those funds will reduce, and you can have a look at the long-term financial plan just to see how that occurs. But yeah, so major works at our two major pump stations, that being Aur and Dugong, and the same too with major trunk works. So the Dugong line there, as well as we're also doing Thanowering Road. You might recall that we did all of Mandamah, so that's an extra 200 kilometres of pipeline. So that's a whole new scheme that's been done sort of during that time as well too.
Mm. Yep. Are you happy with that response, Councillor?
Yes, yeah.
Sure. And if I can, sorry, through the chair, the other big project too is in West Wyalong. So we're talking, you know, $14 million there with the new pipeline, the new reservoir to give the community there. It's roughly, Sammy, 10 extra metres head of pressure. So just to improve the pressure issues there in West Wyalong.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All those in favour?
Aye.
All right. So moved. Okay, progress report, capital works expenditure. Council officer recommendation that the capital works progress report as of the 31st of January 2023 be received and noted. Moved. Councillor Callow seconded.
Yeah.
Yep, Councillor White.
And through the chair, if I can just make mention, we've handed out a updated version of that report. Apologies. That's an earlier version in the paper and it'll be updated on the website by the end of today.
Would everyone like a couple of minutes to have a look at that, or? Yep. Yep, okay. The General Manager's happy to give a brief overview of that as well, Laura.
So, Councillors, if you turn to the last page, page 6, gives you a good idea of how we started off the budget. So, a couple of columns in, original budget. So, the original budget for this financial year was $22.9 million. You can see we had close to $3 million of carryovers. We've had some QBR adjustments in September. Coming up, we've got a few too for the December quarter. And then you can see the revised budget's up around $29 million. It's pleasing to see. Third last column, the actuals with commitments, we're tracking around $19 million. So that's 66% of the budget.
Just a question for the General Manager. La Nina, La Nina, is it?
Yeah.
The two terms?
Yeah,
which one would you say we're heading into this year?
Through the chair, I do not know. We have had 3 years, though, of very low sales, so one would assume, I think a former colleague said it's rare to have two, but to have three in a row, I'm guessing we're going to have more sales this year coming. That's just a guess, though. But I just wanted to point out, too, some of these projects in here, some of the commitments, there's a number of projects that are going over two financial years. So we have to put the commitments in the budget, but those funds will then carry over into the next. So West Wyalong's one that goes over two financial years. Sammy, can you think of any others?
There's some work at Aur that will go over the two financial years and GDO.
So there won't be the full $29 million spend. There'll be several million that then carries into the next year.
Okay. Right up, there's not any further questions. We've got a mover and a seconder. All those in favour? Page 30, quarterly budget review. The council officer recommendation is that the board receives and adopts a quarterly budget review for the period ended 31st of December 2022. Have a mover and a seconder for that? Moved Councillor McGlynn, seconded Councillor McAllister. Any questions? Okay, not by the looks of that. All those in favour?
Aye.
Yep, so moved. We can allow it, I suppose.
I'm a new boy, I don't understand all the terms. What's a scatter?
Through the chair, I might ask Sammy to respond to that.
SCADA is part of our telemetry system, so it means that we can log in on our computer and we can control the levels in different reservoirs, different pumps, turn them on and off. It means that our staff don't have to necessarily go out and tend site after hours. We can sometimes, you know, shut down things or change levels to optimize our operation.
So,
don't worry, John, I had the same question.
So through the chair, the Telstra or other services aren't reliable enough. Board members might recall in Temora, it's probably a year ago, we didn't have Telstra here for a couple of days. It was all down, and that's part of the reason why you need the SCADA system. It's just a network, everything's connected, can be off the mobile, off the tablets, so the guys can see exactly how everything's tracking. So Tony's just given an example there.
So you would have that in your car, out of there and do it. Tim would have off. The girls in the office here, they can do it as they had to.
No, they have it.
So there's nothing here. All the operational staff have it, the water treatment operators.
Yeah, it depends on, I guess, which position you're holding council as to whether you have that the ability to access and log in, but you can do it from anywhere. So I can do it from home.
So through the chair, we can start and stop pumps, just straight off the iPad or off the phone, off the computer. You can check to make sure that everything's tracking all right. So you can imagine if, like we had outages here, if it's down, you can have pumps that are filling reses, they're not telling reses to turn off, and vice versa.
You can run the entire screen
by
that or that. Just on that, there'd
be a fair bit of security on the market. You can run a market
So through the chair, daylight is a classic example. So it was only a year ago, we didn't have SCADA there. So if something went wrong, we had to send someone 2.5 hours out to the pump station to just start the pump. So now it happens automatically. And especially when you have power outages and it flicks the switch. So that's all done now just by the iPad or phone.
So where did this idea come from? Did we borrow it from some other water thing, or turning out there, you got up one night?
Through the chair, it's been around for decades. It's just improved with technology. So in earlier days, before mobiles and laptops, you just had computers, and it'd be a computer based at the water treatment works or in the office. And it's just improved over time.
Prior to having this system, years ago, we had a system called Ratel. And you pick up the phone, you dial, you ring the pump station itself, you wait for these stupid tapes to start, and you hang up, and then you press a couple of numbers, you can operate the system. So that was the whole field. All this is just, it's all back now.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask a question.
Next question.
I know. Any more questions on that one? No. All those in favour?
Aye.
Okay, so moved. Page 43, water production report. Council officer recommendation that the water production report be received and noted. Another mover, yep. Councillor Callows, seconded Councillor Sinclair. It's been a bit up and down across the various schemes.
Tracking pretty well.
Going right, Dugong's a little bit up on 21-22.
Through the chair though, if you have a look, particularly page 44, Dugong, the green line is the 24-year average. So when I started here in 1819, we were above that line. We're now substantially down the 3 years. And if you look through most of them, that's the same.
Yeah.
I know I'm being picky here, but on page 45, if you read that statement at the top there, I think we've got a little bit of pronunciation incorrect. item. August seen further increase in production instead of what we saw. And that's in that has a couple of times. Sunny. Ground. Am I right?
That's all right.
Yeah,
make sure they're taking out that cork. Okay, duly noted. We'll, yep, thank you, John.
Just looking at all
yes, Morris.
This production costs it. We suffer dearly in wet year. We have a field day to dry. Looking, I remember the change in years ago for the reason the user pays. Is it feasible to take this out of the option now to raise our access fee on our water charges over a period of time?
Then raise our access on break
here. Yeah, like sort of an average of the output.
Yeah.
We get similar income.
Yeah.
I know we're going to be much better off in a dry year financially for the war, but you can see like the losses we've made the last couple of years compared to. They're not out, well, they are outweighing the profits we've made in dry years.
Yeah.
So, but for government's budget, it's something that we probably should look at in the future, raising our access charge to average it out. And we'd be the best crew in the world if we're suddenly going to owe you water charges. Like that. Whether they could be someone to look at that, whether how much it has to be, and whatever else, I don't know.
So through the chair, I believe we follow best practice with the ratios on how we charge, and each year finance checks just to see to make sure we're within that. I don't know off the top of my head, but I'm happy to share that with the board members. Because
yeah.
The issue we have is exactly that. With the rural, they barely use anything, and then all of a sudden they use a massive amount.
Yeah.
The urbans, give or take a little bit.
Yeah.
Happy to take that on notice.
Yep. Any further questions? All those in favour of accepting that report?
Aye.
Yep, so moved. Page 53, updating policies relating to water connections. The council offers a recommendation that the board resolves to rescind policy CP015, connection to small diameter mains. Rescind policy CP003, connections to leasehold land. Rescind policy CP019, isolation stop valves on customer side of meter, and update policy PP007, water service connection policy. Have a mover and seconder for that. Move Councillor Keller, seconded Councillor Sinclair. And if there's any questions, feel free.
So through you, Mr. Chair, are we just amalgamating?
Yeah, through the chair, four into one. We do have a lot of policies. We're trying to, where possible, do that, and we're endeavouring to get through all our policies in 4 years, so review them on a four-yearly cycle, term of the board.
Yeah.
Very good.
Would anyone like some time to quickly breeze over those again if they haven't before, or happy for me to move that? All good. All those in favour?
Aye.
Okay, page 63, delivery program progress report July to December 2022. Council offers a recommendation that Council's July to December 2022 delivery program progress report be received and noted. We have a mover and seconder for that. Move Councillor McAllister, seconded Councillor Piper. And I've just got a quick question myself there regarding Area Park, I think, which was in red.
Yeah.
We've moved funds away from that project. Just ask that question.
Page 74.
Page 74, is it?
Yep.
Yeah, just a question around how important that was or imminent that was to have that pump station renewed.
Through the chair, I might hand that over to the Manager of Engineering, Sammy.
Yep.
The plan was to renew the Area Park pump station in line with the upgrades of the Nowring Road. It's not actually a high priority project because the pump station that's there is still suitable for its use. And we're just looking at with the amount of capital works we've got on is just really prioritising our projects, pushing out projects where we can to make sure that we actually can complete what we set out to do.
Yeah, sure.
Through the chair, Sammy, how many pump stations do we have roughly? Is it 40 thereabouts? And we try and do one or two a year?
Yeah.
So you can see, even if we're doing one a year, it takes 40 years to get around to replacing them.
Okay. The other thing was develop a long-term pricing path, review and determine fees and charges annually. That's on page 80, and that probably comes back to Councillor Morris's question regarding raising access charges and potentially lowering the water. So you mentioned we were doing best practice there, but is that open for discussion as to how we can charge going forward or not?
Yeah, so through the chair, as per the comment there, so we're starting that process now as part of the budget deliberation. So we'll have the draft budget and we can assess to see whether we're still within those parameters and report that at the April meeting.
Any other questions?
Just on that, I just had a thought. Could it be looked at that there's a pro rata, instead of having everyone's access charge high, if they're using considerable amount of water, maybe it's reflective of the amount of water you're using, how much you're paying as an access charge.
So through the chair, I understand the board may have many years ago looked at that. A number of organisations do have step tariffs, use up to so much, and then it triggers another figure. At the moment, it's just flat. We do have different rates, though, for residential versus commercial versus rural. It can get a very rather interesting if we wish to alter that potential, particularly with the community.
I mean, it follows electricity, doesn't it? Yeah. Moving into different tariffs.
I know in the past there has been some discussion where, like, if you were the first meter, you have a Pugion pump station versus the last meter, or whatever, they're arguing that you should have, they should be cheaper than the ones out there. That's a bit
That's ridiculous. That's unfair.
But the issue is, though, we do have rural landholders. Some of them barely use any, and then others that use megalitres. So when a typical residential uses 250 kilolitres, you do have people that are using multiples of that and still paying the same charge. Mm-hmm. Whereas when you look at other places, they'll have a tariff, okay, let's 300 up to 300, it's X. Then it's another tariff at another point and then a much higher one after that.
I mean, that.
But that's what, you know, that's up to the board if you wish us to have a look at that.
Through you, through the chair. That kind of tariff system might encourage some water savings, might certainly make people consider what they're using.
Is it selling water up?
Yeah, I was thinking the opposite way. The more you use, the less you pay the steam charge.
But how about through the chair, we can come up with a few options for consideration at the next workshop prior to the budget.
If you look at
that. Just to add to that through the chair, there's a lot, like there's farming changes. Like there's a lot of corporate farms out in the plains in there, and they are spraying, and they'll have a huge bloody tank that fills up over weeks. They'll arrive with four self-help sprayers and spray X thousands of acres, and then they go on to the next part, sort of thing, where they've also got a massive tank, like, and that they've sort of created their own reservoirs. They're still paying the normal rate, but you know, it's not like when they were individual farms or a cottage was one spray that was along for a fortnight. So the usage patterns have changed very much.
But that's the thing, we do just have the same rate. Doesn't matter what town you live in, you pay the same. Obviously, it costs a lot more the further you get out, but I would suggest staying away from that. It's the same with the rural too. It's easy if they're straight off the trunk at Aura, but if there are 150 k's out west, there's a lot of infrastructure to get it out there.
Well, this isn't, you know, I don't know. This is very painful.
Okay. We've got a mover and a second, haven't we? Yep. Any more questions? All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, I think that brings us to page 87, which is the social media and media report. And the council officer recommendation is Golden Fields Water social media and media report be received and noted. There's some interesting figures in there.
Yeah.
About page views and so forth. Do I have a mover and seconder for that? Councillor McGlynn, seconded. Councillor Sinclair.
Good old Tamora with their reading the paper.
Yeah.
I saw it another way. They just like to be informed.
It's interesting to note there that there is a different amount of people regarding gender, a different percentage that are looking at our Facebook pages. Where's that figure?
Through the chair though, page 88, it's interesting to see this. Instagram. We've got quite a few people in Sydney and Melbourne.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Because they're lazy. They've got no lives, they're boring.
Yeah. They might be tree changers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if there's no further questions, I'll put that to the floor. All those in favour?
Aye.
Yep, moving on. Next one is page 92. Records and information management policy. The council officer recommendation is that the board adopt Golden Fields Waters records and information management policy. Mover and seconder for that?
No.
Moved by Councillor Callow, seconded by Councillor McGlynn. Any questions about that? Anything the GM would like to say? Or pretty standard document, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just our policy position on records management, and we've adjusted there just to account for a number of other areas that we record our records in. Page 97 to some of the systems there as well too. The bottom of the page.
Okay. All those in favour?
Aye.
Yep. All right, so moved. Page 99, Council Resolutions Update Report. Council officer recommendation is that Council note the Council Resolutions Update Report. Can we get a mover and seconder for that? Moved Councillor Sinclair, seconded by Councillor Callow. Any discussion about that?
Is this the first time we've seen this? No. Because I just don't recall. It's good too, so it's a good little kick in the bum and an update for us.
So through the chair was one of my in my performance reviews that you guys got into me about putting it in place every month.
That's right.
Or every meeting to give an update.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. That's a good
one. Thank you very much. No further questions, I'll put that to the floor. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. That brings us to the close of business for the meeting. The next meeting will be held on Thursday the 27th of April 2023, commencing at 10 a.m. So the meeting's closed. Thank you.